you're doing, how have your week been, how have your month been so far. Personally, August has just been there for me. August has just been so mild, and I really hope August has been good to most of you, like all of you anyways. I hope August has been good to you guys. Today guys, I am going to be talking about what the pandemic taught me, and I have some amazing people with me here. Not physically though, but then you'll be hearing from some amazing people what the pandemic has taught them so far. So you guys should sit back and listen to what the pandemic has taught us. I'm sure the pandemic taught you one or two things, even if we were not really happy about the pandemic, but at least we were able to gain something for the pandemic. So you guys should sit back and listen to what the pandemic taught all of us, the five of us. Thank you.
Hi guys. So I'm sure most of us were actually not really excited about the pandemic. Like, who is going to be excited about it? Nobody would be excited, because it was like our life was put on hold. Like, they paused our life, we're not able to do anything, and it was really painful. Like, it's really pained me, because I don't know, but it's really pained me. The war, we move anyways, you know. So what the pandemic taught me, what the pandemic made me learn, the pandemic made me learn more about patience. Like, it made me really patient, because I'm not saying I am not patient naturally, but then there's just level of patience that I have now. Like, I learned more to be more patient with my family, like really patient, because I don't have time to sit down and start trying to understand who they are. I just flame up on any little thing. But then this pandemic made me realize that sometimes you just need to sit down and analyze the way things look like, you know. And I'm so happy about that, because now if you slap me now, I will not see anything, because I'm so patient. I'm just going to ask, why did you slap me? You know, if you slap me, I'm just going to slap my own back straight up. But then I'll just be like, why did you slap me? I'll be so gentle. I'm just joking. But then this pandemic taught me patience. This pandemic also made me learn more about myself. Made me learn more about myself. Like, it's not like I don't know who I am, but it was really difficult. I felt lost at one point, but this pandemic gave me some breathing space, you know, from schoolwork. I don't know, school was just so choking and exhausting, but then this pandemic made me know who I really am, and at least what I want sometimes. Also, this pandemic taught me how to edit my videos. Okay, I'm sure you guys be like, it is no big deal, I could learn it anytime. Me, I don't know how to manage my time. Like, I used to misuse time, so the little time I have is always like half of it is always spent at school. I don't know how people manage their time. Seriously, I'm trying to learn that stuff. Seriously, like, I was expecting this pandemic to teach me that, but then we moved. So this pandemic made me learn how to edit my videos. I wanted to be a YouTuber before I chose podcasting, because I couldn't edit videos. I didn't know how to cut videos. It was just, oh god, I was like, all this stress. I just shut down YouTube and just signed into podcasts because of the stress. But now I could edit video. I might not be a pro right now, but then I know that at a point I could edit my videos, and I'm so super proud of myself. You could check out some videos on Instagram, Talk With Ola Podcast. It might not be perfect, you know, but at least I'm just coming up, you know. You know, this pandemic also made me realize that life is really short, like really short, especially when they paused our life. God, life is too short anyways. Just do whatever you want to do. Don't waste time. And don't waste time again. Just don't waste time, because life is too short. Do whatever you want to do. Do that thing that you've been procrastinating about. Don't say you will do it tomorrow or whenever. Just do it now, because life is too short. Just imagine a whole virus just stopped our life. Pause. And we just had to pause. nothing else mattered. What mattered that moment was us surviving. Yeah, that was what mattered to everybody. So just so you know, life is too short. Do anything you want to do, don't please anybody.
The one thing COVID has taught me is to love myself, not for what other people think, but what I think is best for me. And that's really, really helped me throughout these past few months, and I'm happy with the results.
Hello, Ola. What has the pandemic taught me so far? Well, the pandemic has taught me a few things, and some of them are deep reflection on life, past, present, and future. Where you are now, evaluating what you are doing with your life now and where you want to be. Evaluating your successes and your failures, and where you know you need to make up, where you know you need to like bolster your strength and heal your weaknesses. So the pandemic also has taught me patience, a lot of patience, because everything seems to be moving slow now. So the expectations you once had, the calendars or the calendar you had put out, the schedules, everything you had put out for the whole year had to be delayed, and you have to practically wait for things to show, for things that you already were very sure was going to come as soon as possible. For example, schools now that we're supposed to have graduated since June, and we are still here, and it's August already. It's now August. So things like that taught me patience, that good things can also be waited for. As long as what you're expecting is something noble, you can always wait for it. You have no choice but to wait for it. I can't say okay because of that now I'm okay, let me just quit school and like find something else to do. I know it's going to be a thing of joy if I actually graduate. So it's something I'm going to wait for. So pandemic has taught me patience, and pandemic has also taught me to work on sedentary skills. And these sedentary skills are those underlying talents that one has that one is not really taking note of or using, because one is busy with life and trying to handle the big things, the major things. So what this pandemic has taught me to reflect on those little things, those little strengths, those little things I can do to help myself. So that's what I have so far.
Inka, how are you? Well, during the pandemic, I didn't really do much. I think when the pandemic started, I was all over social media. I was scrolling from WhatsApp to Instagram to Twitter. Like, I was everywhere, watching movies on Netflix. Like, let's just say I was paying MTN salary. Not even salary, wages, because I was always buying data every blessed day, and it wasn't paying me because I was spending and I wasn't getting back. There was no way I was going to get back because I didn't have anything. There was no source of income for me. It was mostly me depending on my parents, you get me? So that was what I was doing. It was becoming too much for me, but still I didn't have any choice because there was still nothing. Then I spoke to a friend one day and he suggested I go for an online course that should channel my energy into something more productive, that even if I'm going to spend money on the whole internet reading online, but at least I'm still going to gain a lot of knowledge. So that was what I went for. I went for the online course. I started, but I didn't finish. Reason being that I couldn't read so long text on my phone. Yes, my eyes and all. So I couldn't read so long text. Then that aside, I didn't finish. Then again, I was still not doing anything. And I decided to learn a language. I decided to learn two languages actually, Spanish and French. I'm not so fluent, but at least I can make like sentences in each of these languages. Nobody should laugh at me. But yes, I might sound really funny saying it. It might sound like I'm even swearing for you when I'm speaking. What is anyone saying? Okay, so after that, there was still nothing. So I went back to my whole social media marathon, running from WhatsApp back to Twitter to Instagram. And I went back to spending more and more on Twitter again. But since I figured that I was always on social media, why don't I use that to my advantage, because I'm always on my phone. Why don't I just do something? At least the money I'm spending, let me try getting it back also. And note, I have never been a business person. All my life, I've always pictured myself working in an office, sitting down under air condition, tapping away on my computer. Just something in the office has always been like sitting in the office, doing office work, dressing up to go to work every morning has always been my vision. So I've never seen myself in a situation where I sell, like I sit down at home or I have a shop and I sell. Nah. So, but at that time, I was like, okay, since I'm always on my phone, why don't I just try something? Why don't I just try doing something at least? It wasn't because I need to, like, it wasn't because of anything, but because of that boredom, and I was tired of the whole social media thing. So I went online, I got pictures of so many items. And well, since we all know it's online marketing that everybody does, people sell online. You don't necessarily have to go to the market to buy what you want to buy anymore. You just have to have a phone, have an internet, and you're good to go. So that was what I did. And I got pictures. I thought about, what could I do? What could I sell that is not so stressful? That's not going to be so stressful for me. And I thought, okay, why don't I just venture into perfumes, fashion accessories? Why don't I sell everything? Do you get me? I just sell everything apart from human beings, really. So, like, I said, okay, I did it. And I came up with a name, thepopstore.ng. At the pop store, meaning anything can pop up. It doesn't necessarily have to be just one particular item. It doesn't necessarily have to be shoes. Doesn't necessarily have to be bags. It could be shoes. It could be bags as well. Doesn't necessarily have to just be one thing. So that was what I did. I just said, let me try it and see how it was going to go. And when I put it out there, my friends were really supportive. Yes, I won't lie. Shout out to all my friends. Hey, my friends. Shouting out to you. My friends were really supportive, both in their words, their motivation, their buying. They were so, so supportive. And when I put it out there, The reviews I was getting, they were motivating. Yes, they motivated me to like continue, and that was what I did. And yes, here I am. Somebody that said I wasn't going to do a business in her life, that I was going to be an office woman, is now selling. So yeah, it wasn't really bad. So you guys should please go follow me on Instagram, thepopstore.ng, for your affordable perfumes, for your accessories, for whatever it is you want. Whatever it is, just send a DM and we'll get to deliver to your doorstep. Yeah, that's what I did during the pandemic. So the pandemic made me realize I could do something more for myself. It made me realize that you don't just have to just walk on one path. Yeah, let me put it that way. Just have to walk on one path. You could be so broad with your imaginations and you could actually bring them to reality. Yeah, so that's what the pandemic taught me. That was what I did during the pandemic. It went from me spending more to me gaining. Yeah, that's it. Bye.
Hi everyone, my name is Oyin Kosola and I'm a spoken word artist, a writer and a poet, and of course a friend of being class. So straight to the things that this lockdown has taught me. First of all, this lockdown has strengthened my spirituality. This lockdown has put me in a more right standing with God and has helped me go closer to God. Secondly, this lockdown has taught me patience, love, tolerance, and forgiveness. This lockdown has made me understand that people have their differences and we all just have to come to terms with that fact. Okay, also this lockdown has taught me how to distance barriers. It has taught me how to check up more on the people that I claim to care about and how to reach out to the people people that I claim to love. Also, this lockdown has sharpened my cooking and home management skills. This lockdown has taught me endurance and patience in managing a home filled with different family members. So, this lockdown has also taught me how to learn different dishes, how to be creative with meals. This lockdown has helped me in that aspect also. So, moving on, this lockdown has, personally speaking, this lockdown has helped me sharpen my own personal gifts and talents. It has helped me create more time in reading books, attending online seminars and webinars. This lockdown has just strengthened my own personal gifts and talents in different ways. It has given me more time to focus on myself and to get better at the things that I do. Finally, this lockdown has brought out my creative side, and I've been doing things I would naturally not be able to do if I was in school and just bombarded with all the pressure of classes, tests, and probably exams and all. So this lockdown has helped me. This lockdown is the best thing that has happened in the history of my university days. This lockdown has really, really, really helped me so much. Okay, so that's it. What this lockdown has taught me from Oyinkosola. So keep on listening to Talk with Ola, because she's going to keep on bringing to you the best things that you will love to hear. Thank you for listening. Keep on listening. We love you. Mwah.
I was contemplating if I should do an outro or not, because Oyi indirectly did my outro and I'm just so excited about that. Like she said, keep on listening to Talk with Ola podcast. Catch up with my old episode. If you haven't, please catch up with it. If you are listening to this right now, that means you reached the end of the episode, and thank you so much. Like, I am really, really grateful for your patience for listening to this extent. Thank you so much. Also, you guys should slide into my DM. Come and tell me what the pandemic taught you guys. I'm sure the pandemic taught you guys one or two things. I'm sure you learned something. So just come into my DM on Instagram, WhatsApp, Twitter, anywhere you are listening to this. Just come into my DM, Talk with Ola podcast on Instagram without the H, and on Twitter with the H. Please, I am waiting for you guys in my DM. Come and tell me what the pandemic taught you. Let's gist now, please. Let me gist with my listeners. So please, I'll be waiting for you guys. Thank you for listening. I love you guys. Till we meet again.